My commentary on the book of Ruth. Ruth chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. Verse 1 reads, "One day Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her," the pronoun her refers to Ruth, "My daughter, should I not try to find a home for you where you will be able to be provided for?" Verse 2, "Is not Boaz, with whose servant girls you have been, a kinsman of ours?" She's thinking about kinsman redeemer. She's thinking about Ruth. She's thinking about Ruth and Boaz getting married. Naomi's mind is beginning to work in overdrive here. Verse 3 says, "Wash and perfume yourself and put on your best clothes." Ruth probably didn't have real good clothes. She was poor, but Naomi says, "Put on the best clothes. Then go down to the threshing floor, but don't let him," that's Boaz, "know you are there until he has finished eating and drinking." So go down before he eats supper. Be a little bit, afar off so he doesn't see you. Wait till he has finished eating and drinking. Verse 4, "When he lies down, note the place where he is lying, then go uncover his feet and lie down. He will tell you what to do." Now the word feet is a little bit controversial here. There are some evangelical scholars who believe this word, Hebrew word translated as feet here in the NIV, should be translated as legs. There are some liberal scholars that believe it should be translated as genitals. I will not get into the rationale, but personally I believe feet is the translation because it best fits into the context. Those who want to make it legs, and especially those who want to make it genitals, really want to make chapter 3 and really the whole book of Ruth a love story, a flirtatious love story. This is a love story, but more in the sense of agape. There is no hint of flirting in chapter 3. Ruth is going to just uncover Boaz's feet. That's all. Verse 5, "I will do whatever you say," Ruth answered. Ruth had great respect for Naomi. Naomi tells her to go and visit Boaz, and she complies. Verse 6, "So she went down to the threshing floor and did everything her mother-in-law told her to do." Verse 7, "When Boaz had finished eating and drinking and was in good spirits, he went over to lie down at the far end of the pile, of the grain pile." Boaz was in good spirits because he ate and drank. Obviously, Boaz was drinking wine. The wine made him feel good. You know, it wasn't until Welch's invented grape juice a little more than 100 years ago where human beings could figure out how to keep the grapes from fermenting. Throughout the Bible, when we see the word wine, it was wine as you buy in the liquor store. It was fermented grape juice. It was alcoholic. And Boaz here drinks some wine with his meal, and his spirits are in good shape. Ruth approaches quietly, uncovers his feet, and lay down. In the middle of the night, something startled the man, and he turned and discovered a woman at his feet. Now, you see that Ruth quietly went up to Boaz while he was sleeping and uncovered his feet. I think the word quietly is important here because it appears that she didn't really want to wake him. If she didn't want to wake him, then she's not being flirtatious. I think, as we will see, the scripture bears out that really Ruth is somewhat shy, somewhat timid, maybe somewhat fearful. She's doing this because Naomi told her to do it, but this is a brand new experience for her, and she is shy. I think we begin to see it when we see the word quietly here. But somehow, during the night, Boaz gets awakened. Liberal theologians say because Ruth was fooling around with Boaz's legs or penis. I don't believe that for a second. Ruth is being respectful here. You will see it as we read on, but she is being very respectful. There is no way that she would give any hint of flirtation. We also know that Boaz is a respectful, righteous man, and if anything like that happened during the night, I think we'd hear about it. Anyway, something woke Boaz from sleep. It could have been a wolf howling in the distance. It could have been wind blowing his ears. It could have been Naomi just bumping into his feet. We don't know, but he awoke, saw a woman at his feet. He was probably drowsy. Maybe the wine was still having effect on him. He didn't know who the woman was. So in verse 9, he says, "Who are you?" "So I am your servant, Ruth." We need to see this statement as being important to the story. She says, "I am your servant." Ruth is coming to Boaz as a servant. She is coming to him in humility. She's not going to demand anything of Boaz. She's coming to him as a servant, recognizing him as being a man, a well-respected man in the community, therefore a master figure. Boaz really isn't her master at this point, but being the respectful person that Ruth is, she's calling herself his servant. Coming to Boaz in humility should help prove the point that this is not really about flirtatious love. So after Ruth says that, she says, "Spread the corner of your garment over me, since you are my kinsman redeemer." She doesn't say, "Spread your whole garment over me, like just lift it all up so I can see everything and get underneath there. Just the corner of your garment and put it on me, because you are my kinsman redeemer." Throughout the Old Testament, when you see garment as being used as it is here, when somebody spreads their garment over somebody else, and we do see it, God himself spreads his garment over Israel. We see that in Ezekiel, I believe it's chapter 16, but I can't remember what verse it is at the moment. The whole idea here is the garment represents authority. Ruth is saying, "Just take a little bit of the corner of your garment, put it over me." But really the meaning to this is, "Please, Boaz, let me come under your authority, because you are a kinsman redeemer. You have the right, according to the law of Moses, to redeem me. You have the ability to make me your wife." That's what she's saying. And I believe she's saying it in a spirit of timidity, shyness, and especially humility. No flirtation, humility. That's what she is doing here. This is all about the kinsman redeemer redeeming a widow, which Ruth was. For more information, you can visit my website, stevesweetman.com, and learn more about the Book of Ruth.